This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's March 9th, 2010. I've been sharing about how things are increasing more and more rapidly, like the kettle boiling the frog burns hotter and hotter and hotter. We need to be discerning and perceiving. We need to ask God to show us what is the driving force behind what we see taking place in our world. We need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit, committed to the Word of God, committed to truth, and stand. Because the coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. We want to be ready, doing what He's called us to do. And that's share His Word, share the gospel, loving people, and setting people free in the name of Jesus Christ. Yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, because the power of the devil is angry. And he knows he has a short time. He's going to be doing his deeds, and we need to be doing the works of Jesus Christ right now, right today, right in our neighborhood, right where you're at, right in the workplace. Put your trust in the Lord. Do not put your trust in man. Do not put your trust in the weapons and the defense systems of this nation or your nation, wherever you are. The Lord is your defense. The Lord has purchased you in the blood of his own Son. And having given you that, his Son, Jesus Christ, shall he not also freely give you all things that you need? And the answer is absolutely yes. I want to talk to you. We need to recognize what's behind the scenes. What's behind the men that are in office, that are in political leaders, behind the governments, behind the corporations. There's a spirit that's operating, the children of disobedience, ladies and gentlemen. They're liars, they're thieves, they're murderers. They have an agenda. It's a conspiracy against the Lord himself, against Jesus Christ, against those that follow him. And even if you're not a Christian, it's against all humanity. It's even in the writings of the Freemasons. It's even in the writings of many of the politicians and the corporate leaders, the rich men, that they say there needs to be a reduction in the populations. They own the drug companies. They own the companies that cause defects, that change your DNA. They own the companies that advertise. They own the companies that produce the news and the programming and have changed your thinking, have influenced you away from the Lord. They can get you desensitized, numbed to the wickedness. If they can get you to where you're apathetic about what's true, what's not true, you can take the lie just as much as the truth, you're in trouble. Those that don't love the truth will be given over to believe a lie, and their great delusion is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for understanding. Pray for discernment and perception. In recent days, just over the last several weeks, we have Mr. Obama letting us know they're going to tap into the cell phone usage. Well, we've known they could do that for years. But it's another thing when they come out and tell you they're going to do it. We have Homeland Security now saying that citizens of the United States, they're concerned more than terrorists abroad. What was quoted was by the leader of the Homeland Security was the extreme beliefs and practices. What is the standard of to determine what is an extreme belief? If we oppose them taking trillions of dollars, giving it to private bankers without any accounting thereof, does that mean we're terrorists or evil? See, they call evil good and good evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness and sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. That's why this is so serious. They're watching everything. They're listening to everything. And now they've said they're going to watch through the internet and restrict the internet. Just in recent days, Senator John McCain passed a bill called the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. And I find this really interesting because in 2005, what the Lord was showing me what was coming, and I was absolutely stunned with every facet, and I was studying the scripture. My heart was so open before God to hear what he was trying to show me. Of course, there was a great catastrophic earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia at the very end of 2004, and the Lord told me to take note there would be more of this kind of events, and that there would be martial law in the United States of America. But this, one of the things that the Lord has showed me, that because of the rich men lusting for power and prominence, they're more concerned for their money than they are an independent country. They don't believe in national sovereignty. Did you know that David Rockefeller, in his memoirs on page 405, said this quote, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as, quote, internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it." That was David Rockefeller. Ladies and gentlemen, their commitment is to the dollar, is to money, not life, not God, not the Constitution of the United States, not just national sovereignty, not the people's good. They're talking about depopulating the world when God said, be fruitful and multiply. God's a heavenly Father. He has everything under control. He has intended to bless humanity from the beginning of even at the fall. God had the solution. God knew he would provide his only begotten Son, that he would die for the sins of the world on a cross. Obedient Son, as a lamb, innocent, without spot or blemish. And God has been speaking, declaring, revealing this truth since the beginning. He even preached it to Abraham. God was intending to reach all the nations of the world, the Gentiles, through his only begotten Son, through faith. But these wicked men, because they lust for money, they love money. It's the root of all evil. They're crazed. We've identified men called the Illuminati, secret societies, the Freemasons. They participate in Jewish mysticism called Kabbalah. Like Solomon that fell from God, believed in false gods. So do these people. They believe in false gods. A motif from Egypt. Apollo, Osiris. Where these spirits are in the underworld and they have rituals and rites that are so interwoven with our cultures today, yet the people do not perceive it. But they are at work, deceiving the nations, leading them astray from God. And this is why we need to lay down our life and seek the truth and run to the Lord right now, because the clock is ticking, the time is short, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Salvation has come. For the Lord's going to come in fire with all his holy angels and his holy ones, and he will execute the victory and the vengeance written. There really is no better time than right now to fellowship with Jesus Christ, to get before his feet and worship and love him. I was reading a text today where Apostle Paul was talking about how he was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he lived. Not yet, not I that live, but Christ who lives in me. Now I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. And I was thinking, what a passion. You know, the passion of Jesus Christ is the depiction of when Jesus was executed at the hands of religious people in the world and the Romans. It was for our sin, my sin, your sin. Paul saw that it was for his sin. It was personal. And Jesus Christ needs to be personal to us, ladies and gentlemen. He gave himself up for you. He died for you and me. And he says, now I live by the faith of the Son of God. And this is what we need to do in these days, is live in this flesh in these days by the faith in the Son of God, who did love you, does love you, did give himself up for you. And he ever lives right now making intercession for you. Do not lose sight of the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, let us run the race with endurance. We're surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses that have run before, that have gone through the same trial of faith. God was with them, and God is with us now, and we are not to be fearful, because these days, they're ominous, they'll be very dark, very problematic. But the Lord said, for the elect's sake, that these days would be cut short, lest there be no flesh alive. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Have you ever seen the hieroglyphs, the DNA tampering that was taking place with, you have human bodies with animal heads, or animal bodies with human heads, vice versa? Gross. Gross things. And they're tampered with these things. Nothing is new under the sun. They're doing the same thing right now. It's wicked. These people, the Illuminati, these people of the New World Order, these people that have sold their life to the devil to destroy humankind, this agenda, this is conspiracy against the Lord and against his Christ, against the people. They want to bring you into control, deception. Everything is about control. And this is why they're monitoring the citizens. This is why they're spying on the radios. This is why they're watching through the television. This is why they're watching your internet. This is why they're reading your emails, listening to your phone calls. You say, if I was doing nothing wrong, what would I fear? It's because they're wicked and they'll lie. They'll distort, just like they did with Jesus, falsely accusing him because he didn't believe their lies. He spoke the truth. He spoke the truth, and they wanted to murder him for it, and conspired against the Lord, and took a chump man named Judas, and for 30 pieces of silver, hired him to do the dirty work. Ladies and gentlemen, all these words of Jesus are going to come to pass. Read them. Digest them. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Jesus gives his disciples the warning of the false Christ, the false prophets, the abomination of desolation with the Antichrist. Verse 29, immediately at the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven,